perhaps we could go into those a little bit more, the core principles that are at play here in regards to action learning.
I guess there are kind of principles and then there are methods, really, and it's perhaps important to, you know, slightly differentiate. I mean, principles I've talked about to some extent in terms of the Revan's principles of, you know, there's a principle of a democratic approach to learning, in fact, that whilst we do respect people's expertise, we also are open to learning from everybody, with and from each other. And we don't dismiss people just because, for instance, they're not a subject matter expert in my subject or my profession, and say, well, what can they tell me about, you know, whatever my profession is, IT or HR or whatever, because they're not from that background. It's actually to be open to the idea that I may learn something, you know, from their insightful questioning that they ask of me. So that's a democratic principle that is behind action learning. Giving people airtime is related to that as well. So the idea that if you bring people together as a learning set, each person should have the right to have their own airtime or to make a, you know, a claim for their own airtime. Airtime means time spent talking about my problem or my issue, focused just on me. So giving people an opportunity to have airtime, you know, is important. And then there are kind of various skills which you'll recognize as very relevant to coaching and mentoring. So asking good questions, you know, being a good listener, reflecting back, you know, et cetera. So these are some of the skills which, you know, I don't think it's a case of, in the world of learning and development, that we have to say, you know, I favor action learning over and above coaching. You know, I see coaching and mentoring and action learning as all methods of developing people, which have certain overlaps. Certainly there are particular skills that bridge across all three of those methods. So, yeah, and there are kind of specific techniques you might use when you're running an action learning set. You know, I would encourage people to use a checking in process at the beginning. It works well. So you ask people to, or you invite people to say, you know, how are they showing up? How are they feeling at the time of attending the meeting? What's going on in the here and now for them? You know, what's distracting them, etc. So to get that out in the open and to enable you then to hit the ground running in working on the issues that they're bringing to the program. I think there's a principle around you need to contribute. You're giving and you're receiving. So you're giving your own questioning to others. You're trying to support and help others with their learning. And, you know, yes, you'll be receiving support and help yourself. So there's a principle of reciprocity, I would say, there.